天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家收听今天的天路导向节目，我是节目主持人张小环，弓长张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王字和右边一个木字。在今天的节目中，麦克牧师将会带领大家开始一个新的系列，叫做 The Lord's Prayer 主祷文。首先呢，小环想要跟大家分享一下我对祷告的一个认识。在之前，小环以为祷告只是一个向神报备的过程啊，也就是当有一些紧急事物发生的时候，就跟说神啊，求你帮我，或者说当遇到一些困难的时候，把祷告当做了一个像芝麻开门那样的一个信号，说神啊，现在是你该帮我的时候了，或者说神啊，你应当去帮我做些什么。其实经过后来圣灵的感动和祷告大能的一些见证，小怀才明白说，祷告是神白白给我们的一个恩赐，祷告本身就是来敬拜神。在今天的节目中，麦克牧师也会跟弟兄姐妹们一起来探讨关于祷告的意义和如何正确的看待主祷文。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，那就请大家来预备心，一起领受从神而来的讯息吧。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted you've joined us once more.
亲爱的朋友，你好，很高兴你能再次收听这个节目。
We are glad to tell you that we are beginning a new series of messages on the Lord's Prayer.
从今天开始，我们要进入一个新的系列信息。这个系列是关于主祷文的。
Although it is known as the Lord's Prayer, it is really the disciples' prayer.
虽然大家都知道这叫做主祷文，但其实是门徒的祷文。
But we're going to begin by talking about the power of prayer.
今天我要先和你谈一谈祷告的能力。
And I want to tell you at the outset that probably there is no time when Satan is more active in your life and mine than in the time of prayer.
首先，我要提醒你，当我们祷告的时候，也是撒旦最活跃的时候。
Satan, of course, is always on the move, planning and scheming to trap the believer who's not watchful.
当然了，撒旦随时都不安分，总是设计要陷害那些不警醒的信徒。
But Satan moves with a speed of lightning whenever he sees you in prayer.
但是当撒旦发现你正在祷告，他就会更加猖狂。
Many people erroneously think that prayer time is a time when Satan leaves you alone.
很多人误以为祷告的时候撒旦就会离开你。
The opposite is true.
其实刚刚相反。
Whenever you're getting ready to pray,
每当你准备祷告，
the phone will ring.
电话铃就响了。
Or the doorbell will ring.
或者门铃响了。
You will remember things that need to be done.
也许你会想起来还有事情要做。
Whenever you're getting ready to pray,
每当你正要祷告的时候，
Somebody will interrupt you.
就有人来打搅你。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Satan knows that prayer is the secret of your power.
因为撒旦知道祷告是你得能力的秘诀。
If Satan can cut your power supply at the source, he has succeeded in weakening you spiritually.
一旦撒旦切断了你能力的来源，他就可以削弱你属灵的能力。
Prayer was the spiritual air that Jesus breathed every moment of his earthly life.
当主耶稣在世上的时候，祷告就是他每时每刻属灵的呼吸。
He told his disciples, I have food of which you know not.
他曾对他的门徒说，我有食物吃，是你们不知道的。
When you pray,
在你祷告的时候，
you experience the height of what it meant to be in the company of God.
你会经历与神同在是何等的美妙。
When you pray,
在你祷告的时候，
you spiritually breathe and thus you are spiritually alive.
就是你属灵的呼吸，因此也显出你属灵的活力。
But the problem is this.
但问题是，
so many of us were taught bad habits of praying.
我们在祷告方面学了些不好的习惯。
Or the wrong way to pray.
或者说错误的祷告方式。
And we often fall back into those bad habits.
而且我们常常犯这些个老毛病。
Prayer is not to inform God.
祷告不是给神下通知。
Prayer is not to persuade God.
祷告也不是要说服神。
No, no, no.
都不是的。
But prayer is surrender before God.
祷告乃是对神的降服。
Prayer is obedience to God.
祷告就是顺从神的旨意。
Prayer is sincerity before God.
祷告是在神面前赤露敞开。
Some people try to argue that if God knows everything, then why do we need to pray?
也许有人会说，既然神无所不知，为什么我们还要向他祷告呢？
Oh, but God wants to hear us.
其实神喜欢听我们跟他说话。
God wants to commune with us more than we want to commune with him.
神喜欢跟我们谈心，过于我们想与他亲近的心愿。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God's love for us is greater than our love for him.
因为神对我们的爱远远超过我们对他的爱。
To pray rightly is to pray with a pure motive.
正确的祷告应该有纯正的动机。
To pray rightly is to pray for God to manifest his power and glory.
正确的祷告就是祈求神彰显他的能力和荣耀。
To pray rightly is to give God an opportunity to be manifested.
正确的祷告就是让神有机会彰显他自己。
Jesus told the Pharisees that thoughtless, repetitious prayer will go nowhere.
耶稣警告法利赛人说，重复无心的祷告是没有功效的。
There are some who will light a candle and think that as long as the candle is lit, the petitions are continuously coming before the presence of God.
有些人以为只要点燃一支蜡烛，在蜡烛熄灭之前，他们的祈求就会一直蒙神垂听。
That is both mechanical and thoughtless.
这是死板又无心的祷告。
When you understand that prayer is primarily a joyous, intimate fellowship with God himself,
只有当你明白了，祷告乃是你和神之间亲密喜乐的交谈。
Then you can understand how offensive candles and mere repetitious reciting of memorized words are to God.
这时你才会明白，点蜡烛和重复背诵固定的字句是多么的得罪神。
Let me put this in a human perspective.
让我从人情的角度来看这个问题。
Can you imagine two people in love with each other, but who will talk to each other only if they need something?
你想想看，两个彼此相爱的人是在有需要的时候才开口讲话，那可能吗？
Can you imagine a relationship between two people developing and growing, but the only way to communicate is to get on the phone and give the other person a list of requests and then hang up?
你想两个人的关系越来越亲密，但他们之间的交流只是抓起电话，把自己的要求一项一项说完了就挂电话，这有可能吗？
Can you imagine what happens to the relationship between a husband and wife who talk to each other only a few minutes a day?
假如夫妻之间一天只说几分钟的话，你觉得他们的关系会怎样呢？
But 5 minutes is how long the average Christian spends in daily prayer.
然而一般的基督徒平均每天只花5分钟来祷告。
And people often wonder why their prayers are not answered.
他们却常常疑惑神为什么不听他们的祷告呢？
Often it is because not only we don't pray, but we don't know how to pray or what to pray.
其实很多时候 不但是因为我们不祷告，也因为我们不知道该怎样祷告，该祷告些什么。
Yet the scripture is full of examples of answered prayer.
然而圣经中充满了神答应祷告的例子。
When Abraham's servant Eliezer prayed, Rebekah appeared.
亚伯拉罕的仆人以利以谢向神祷告，利百加就出现了。
When Jacob wrestled in prayer, Esau's mind changed from 20 years of plotting revenge to warmth and love and forgiveness.
雅各与神摔跤祷告，以扫20年来复仇的计划竟变成对兄弟的饶恕和友爱。
When Moses prayed, power for Amalek was struck.
摩西向神祷告，亚玛利人就吃了败仗。
When Joshua prayed, the sun stood still in its orbit.
约书亚向神祷告，太阳就在他的轨道上停了下来。
When Baron Hannah prayed, Samuel was born.
原来不能生育的哈拿向神祷告，撒母耳就出生了。
When Isaiah and Hezekiah prayed, 185,000 Assyrians were decimated in under 12 hours.
以赛亚和西西家祷告神，185,000亚述敌军在短短12小时内被消灭了。
When Elijah prayed for the rain to stop, a three-year drought came to pass.
以利亚求神不要降雨在地上，三年的旱灾就临到他们。
Then Elijah prayed again and it rained.
之后以利亚又求神，雨就降下来。
When you are in close fellowship with God,
当你和神有了亲密的关系，
When you are at peace with God,
当你跟神恢复了和好的关系，
When you are walking daily with God,
当你每天与神同行，
Not only will you know how to pray, but you will know what to pray.
你不仅知道该如何祷告，也懂得该祷告些什么。
Now the problem with our attitude toward prayer is this.
我们对祷告的态度常犯的毛病就是，
We love to pray if it is convenient.
在方便的时候，我们才乐意祷告。
We love to pray if it fits into our busy lifestyle.
如果能配合我们忙碌的生活作息，我们才喜欢祷告。
We love to pray if it does not conflict with all the important things we do.
只要和我们认为重要的事情不发生冲突的话，我们就很乐意祷告。
My listening friends, I want to tell you something of vital importance.
我亲爱的朋友，我想告诉你一些非常重要的事情。
God is not impressed by what you do as much as he is impressed by your spending time with him.
在神看来，你花时间与神相处，比你为他做工更为重要。
We miss God's best when we miss God's purpose in prayer.
假如我们不明白神要我们祷告的目的，就会错过神所赐最好的福气。
And that's precisely what we will be learning together in this series of messages from the Lord's Prayer.
这就是我们在主导文这个系列信息里一同来学习的内容。
The ultimate purpose in prayer is for God to be glorified.
祷告最终的目的就是要归荣耀给神。
While we are greatly blessed when we pray,
虽然祷告让我们得到神极大的赐福。
Nonetheless, the purpose of our prayer should be God, not us.
但是祷告的目的是为了神，而不是我们。
Prayer is God's opportunity to reveal His goodness and His power.
神通过祷告来彰显他的美善和大能。
Listen to what Jesus said in John 14:13.
请听耶稣在约翰福音14:13所说的话。你们奉我的名无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因儿子得荣耀。
Prayer should be for God's glory, not just for our needs.
祷告应该是为了神的荣耀，而不是为了我们的需要。
And what I'm going to tell you is of vital importance.
这一点非常重要。
For a long time, people have been divided on the purpose of prayer.
长期以来，许多人为了什么是祷告的目的而有所争论。
Let me summarize both views.
双方的意见是这样的。
Some people see prayer as simply lining up with God regarding what He has already determined to do.
有些人认为 祷告就是符合神既定的旨意。
Other people see prayer as asking God to do what he could not do if they did not pray.
而另一些人则认为，如果他们不祷告，神就不会去做那件事。
I don't want you to misunderstand what I'm going to tell you.
请不要误解我所要说的意思。
The scripture teaches both views.
圣经在这两方面都有教导。
And we are under obligation to hold both views in tension.
而且我们需要平衡这两种观点。
The Bible teaches that God is absolutely sovereign.
圣经告诉我们神有绝对的主权。
But the Bible also unequivocally teaches that God, within his sovereignty, responds to his people when they pray correctly.
但圣经同时也清楚地教导我们，神在他的主权之内也会答应他儿女正确的祷告。
If you emphasize one way of praying over the other, you will miss out on the blessings of God.
如果你只强调一种观点，而忽略了另一种观点，你就会失掉一些神的赐福。
To put God in a theological box and say, this is the way God works, there is no other way, you will not grow spiritually.
如果只是用一些理论来限定神的作为，却否定了神其他的工作方式，你属灵的生命就无法成长。
There are people whose prayer is cold and calculated because they believe it will not make a difference.
有些人的祷告是死板沉闷的，因为他们认为祷告起不了什么作用。
Then there are others who think that God is paralyzed without their prayer.
而另外一些人则认为，假如他们不祷告的话，神就会瘫痪，无法做事。
All of these attitudes are wrong.
这些态度都是错误的。
All of these ideas are extreme.
这些都是极端的观点。
When the Bible gives us what seems to be two opposite views, we are blessed when we hold both views in tension.
圣经给我们两种看起来似乎是不同的意见，只要我们懂得持守平衡，就能蒙福。
We are blessed when we don't fight and argue among ourselves over this tension.
假如我们不为这些不同的观点而起争论的话，我们就有福了。
We are blessed when we fully trust God's purpose.
如果我们完全信靠神的心意，我们就有福了。
We are blessed when we refuse to over-systematize the Bible.
如果我们不过分地去理性化圣经，我们就有福了。
Or try to organize God according to our limited understanding.
如果我们不靠有限的头脑来分析归纳神，我们就有福了。
I'm going to say more about this in the next broadcast, but let me say this much now.
在下次的节目中，我会讲更多关于这方面的问题。今天我只讲一点点。
When children are small, they often ask their parents for all kinds of things.
当孩子还小的时候，他们经常向父母要很多东西。
Do parents give their children everything they ask for?
父母会不会满足他们所有的要求呢？
Of course not.
当然不会呀。
We give them and continue to give them only what is best for them.
我们只会把对他们有益的东西给他们。
If fallen men and women like us know how to give good gifts to their children,
我们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女。
How much more will the perfect Heavenly Father give His children?
我们完全的天父岂不把更好的赏给他的儿女吗？
God in his magnificence knew that often we don't have the wisdom to pray as we ought or for what we ought.
很多时候我们不知道该求什么或怎样来求，但无与伦比的天父了解我们。
Therefore, God commissioned the Holy Spirit to teach us how to pray.
因此神就派圣灵来教导我们如何祷告。
We do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groaning too deep for words.
我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
That is why in Matthew 6:9-15, Jesus gave us a succinct, meticulous, and comprehensive outline of what true prayer should be.
这就是为什么耶稣在马太福音六章九到十五节里给我们提供了一个模范祷告，简单扼要的大纲。
This outline is called the Lord's Prayer.
这个祷告大纲就叫做主祷文。
It is divided into two sections.
主祷文可分成两部分。
The first section deals with God's glory.
第一部分关于神的荣耀。
The second section deals with our needs.
第二部分提到我们的需要。
But even when God meets our needs, God is glorified.
即便是在满足我们需要的时候，神同样也能得到荣耀。
In order to focus our attention toward this upcoming series of broadcasts, let me give you few things to think about.
为了让你能集中思想今后这个系列中所要讲的内容，现在就请你思考几个问题。
Jesus does not tell us where to pray.
耶稣并没有提到我们应该在哪里祷告。
Except that we are to pray constantly with our full attention, as he tells us in Matthew 6:6.
但他在马太福音六章六节那里告诉我们，应当专注的、恒切的祷告。
In your inner room.
在你的内室里。
Secondly.
第二。
He does not suggest any time to pray, although he himself rose early in the morning.
他没有建议我们应该在什么时间来祷告，然而他自己在清晨就起来祷告。
But we should pray in every conceivable circumstance.
但我们应该在任何可能的环境里祷告。
We should pray before meals.
吃饭以前我们应该祷告。
We pray after meals.
饭后我们也应该祷告。
We pray during special circumstances.
在特别的情况里我们要祷告。
We pray before meetings.
在开会以前要祷告。
We pray after meetings.
在会议之后要祷告。
Pray getting into a car and pray getting out of a car.
开车前和开车后都要祷告。
We pray in the marketplace or wherever we may be.
在菜市场要祷告，在任何地方都要祷告。
Thirdly,
第三,
Jesus does not specify any special clothing to wear or special posture to take in prayer.
耶稣没有教导我们在祷告的时候应当穿什么衣服或用什么样的姿势。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because prayer is to be a way of life.
因为祷告就是生活。
We need to understand how to pray.
我们需要明白怎样祷告。
And that is why Jesus gave this pattern of prayer to his disciples, which we call the Lord's Prayer.
因此耶稣以主祷文给予他的门徒一个祷告的典范。
Now there are some people who attach superstitious or magical benefits from reciting the Lord's Prayer.
有些人给主祷文加上了迷信的色彩，认为背诵主祷文就会产生神秘的功效。
That could not be further from the truth.
其实这完全不符合真理。
Let me give you several reasons.
让我告诉你几个理由。
First,
第一,
Jesus said, pray then in this way.
耶稣说, 你们祷告要这样说。
In this way means along these lines.
这样说的意思就是按照这个思路。
In this way means in the following manner.
这样说指的是用这种方式。
In this way means in such a pattern.
这样说就是按照这种模式。
Second,
第二,
in Matthew 6:5-8, Jesus had just warned his followers not to pray with meaningless repetition.
因为耶稣刚刚在马太福音六章五到八节那里警戒他的门徒不要用许多重复无意义的话来祷告。
Therefore, he could not possibly give us a prayer to recite verbatim without understanding.
所以主绝对不会给我们一篇祷词让我们不加思索地去背诵。
Third,
第三,
nowhere in the New Testament do we find an instance of the Lord's Prayer being just repeated by anyone.
我们在整卷新约当中再也找不到一个只背诵主祷文的例子来。
Or used in repetitious and ritualistic routines.
新约也没有任何地方记载背诵主导文的礼仪。
It is fine to recite the Lord's Prayer as part of reciting Scripture.
如果把主导文当作经文来朗读，那是可以的。
Certainly, it's fine to memorize it as we memorize Scripture.
如果就像背金句那样背诵主导文，那当然也很好。
But if we pray it by rote and think that we have prayed, we have missed God's purpose for prayer.
但是假如我们把背诵主导文当作我们已经祷告了，那就误解了神要我们祷告的心意。
What Jesus wants us to learn is to follow its pattern of praise, adoration, petition, and so on.
其实主耶稣是要教导我们祷告的时候要学习赞美、敬拜、祈求的模式等等。
It is a guide for our prayer life, not a substitute for it.
主导文是教导我们如何祷告的指南，而不是祷告的代用品。
Let me repeat as I'm getting ready to close.
结束前，让我再重复一次。
The purpose of prayer is God.
祷告的目的是朝向神。
From beginning to end, the Lord's Prayer has God at the center.
主导文自始至终都是以神为中心。
Until our next broadcast, when we talk about the fatherhood of God, I wish you God's richest blessing.
下一次我会讲神是天父这个主题，愿神大大的赐福给你，我们下次节目再见。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，从麦克牧师的讲道中，您是否对祷告有了更深一步的认识呢？好，感谢大家收听今天的节目，我们下周再会。